So hello everyone, thank you for being here. My name is Jose Enrique Velasco. I am currently an undergraduate student at Zamorano University, a university in Honduras. And I also worked last semester as a visiting scholar with Dr. Torres at Purdue University. And I have to give thanks to Dr. Torres for her help and to Dr. Luis Sandoval for her help inside of Zamorano. This wouldn't be possible without them. So, the title of my investigation is Economic Effects of PGRs in Landscape Maintenance. So, the green industry is the fastest growing segment inside of, is one of the fastest growing sectors inside of the U.S. economy. And inside of the industry, landscape services is the most important segment in sales, in employment, and business taxes. To illustrate this, it contributed with over 1.1 million jobs and over $80 billion in revenues. And this impact is only expected to increase, as Lawn and Landscape Journal said. So labor is crucial to survive the business climate of the industry. And why? Well, it is mainly because landscape maintenance and horticultural services provide labor-intensive services, such as pruning, mowing, weeding, or so. So labor costs could be up to 60%. Let's talk a little bit more about labor. So labor in landscape services is a major concern. But why is it a major concern? Well, reason number one, landscape services are more dependent on labor than any other segments. The seasonality of the jobs and the tight market that temporary jobs have make it a hard sell. The business have been using the H-2B visa program to confront this, but you know, immigration policies and economical political shocks have been threatening the labor availability of skilled employees. Reason number two is the raising wages for manual labor. Since the complexity of the techniques and due to labor safety issues, pruning labor is among the highest paid labor inside of the sector. It is the average of the wages $18.55, which is 25% more than the average wage inside of the industry. There is also a positive correlation between a high population and a high wage. So if we go, for example, to San Francisco, we will find wages as $31. If we go to Chicago, we will find wages of $29. And if we go to New York, we will find wages of $28. So this is an issue. So to summarize all of the issues, we are going to find shortages in labor, increasing wages, and availability of skilled employees. But as you can see in the graph, landscape services has been always in the top of demanding labor. So what landscape services industry is doing is looking for technologies to confront this. And one technology to confront this is plant growth regulators. So PGRs are used mainly to improve the quality and speed of manual labor, to reduce the labor costs, and to improve the productivity. Plant growth regulators are used to decrease the demand of labor. In this study, we evaluated TrimTech with this active ingredient Baclobutrazol, which is commonly used in ornamental industry. What it does, it suppresses the shoot growth and the plant cell elongation. This study provides information to understand if the extra cost of using PGRs in the services is justified by the reduction of labor needed. So the data we found was the data from this study comes from experiments conducted in May 2016. As you can see in the table, we had four different experiments, three different kind of shrubs, in three different states in the United States, being Florida, Texas, and Indianapolis. We used three different states to understand how our agroclimatic region is going to affect our budgets, being agroclimatic regions, the Southeast, the South Central, and the Midwest. You can also see in the chart that the area was not the same among all of the experiments, and neither was the pruning interval. And this is important to understand how our labor needs going to vary among the experiments. Here we have three pictures, Confrere jasmine, Asiatic jasmine, and Theronia lacnus, so you can have an idea of how they look like. So account managers of landscape maintenance companies collected and reported our data. They reported our data in number and time of pruning events and the times that agrochemicals were applied. As you can see, there was a control group and a treatment group. The control group did not have applications of PGRs, and the treatment group had applications of PGRs. We also had a pre-treatment among all of the shrubs. It was for having a desired shape and size. As you can see also, the weeks of the experiments were not the same. They varied across 6 to 12 weeks. The account managers performed visual evaluations after 6 to 7 weeks, which was what they reported. I want you to please check to the hours per prune in the control and in the treatment, and the number of prunes in the control and the treatment. This is better illustrated in the next graph. As you can see, the red bars are the control and the blue bars are the treatment. Being 100% just the amount of the control for every experiment, so it varied. It could be like, as you could see here, for example, in the control, the number of prunes were 3 or 8, but in the treatment were 1 and 1, and this is explained in this graph. So what we did with this, well, all of this data was an economic analysis. And this was mainly made in the partial budget analysis, which only focuses in the changes of the budget between our control group and our treatment group. And we also did a sensitivity analysis to understand how is that different wages, increasing wages, going to affect our budget. Since we didn't have the same area size for all the experiments, we have to standardize all the variables to dollars for 500 square feet per year. And to also realize the partial budget analysis, we conduct, we have to forecast the values obtained from the experiment to 12 months or 1 year. So to get to our partial budget analysis, we have to understand our costs. So we divided our costs in labor costs, that we can see in this table. It was the cost of pruning for all the experiments. So to obtain the cost of pruning, we multiply the hours per prune by $7.25, which is the federal minimum wage. And as you can see, the hours of prune were reduced in the treatment in Confrere jasmine by 90%, in Asiatic jasmine by 88%, and Asiatic jasmine round in Texas by 83%, and in Theronia lacnus in 89%. It is interesting to see how is the difference between Asiatic jasmine round in Florida and the Asiatic jasmine round in Texas, because we can see like the difference of the agroclimatic regions working in our PGRs and also working in our budget. So the second group of our costs were the PGR and the surfactant costs, meaning the agrochemicals. The costs for every species were based in 2 applications per year, as recommended by the manufacturer. And in this table, we can see the importance of the rates of application. So as you can see, the rates of application were almost the same in all of them, but except by the acetic jasmine round in Texas, which had 6.4 fluid ounces per gallon. This is reflected in our costs of PGRs, as you can see. And different application rates may be explained by weather conditions and crop species. So the partial budget analysis for each shrub species and control is reflected in table number 5. So the economic benefit of labor hours saved in each pruning event and the reduction of pruning events after applying PGRs is the importance of this table. As you can see, here in the last column we have the cost savings. We have a positive result in all of our experiments except by comfort adjustment. It is interesting to see how aesthetic jasmine around in Florida has reflected the biggest cost savings, but aesthetic jasmine around in Texas almost did not have the same, almost had no cost savings. And this is mainly explained because of the demand of pruning hours in each species, which was offset by suppressed growth of after PGR applications. We can also see the comfort adjustment in a negative result, and this is explained mainly in two reasons. The first reason is that it had a really high rate of application, as reported by account managers. They reported curl lifts inside of the shrubs, which was a really high rate for this species, but also because of the low demand of pruning hours and the low wages that we were doing inside of this experiment, which made us question how are we going to increase in wages, also going to change our budget. So we did a partial sensitivity analysis for each shrub species in control and treatment group. And you can see in the sensitivity analysis that, well, the sensitivity analysis was conducted from $7.25, which is the federal minimum wage, to $22, which is the percentile 75 in mean hourly wage, according to Purdue Bureau of Labor Office Statistics on tree trimmers and pruners. You can see in this table that since $19 per hour, you can see positive results, including comfort adjustment. Savings differ across experiments at different hourly wages. So labor demand for pruning maintenance can be greatly offset by reduced shrub growth due to PGR applications. It is also important to understand that while the bigger the amount of money required for the labor, also the bigger the savings were going to be when we apply PGRs. Here we can see the difference between 19 and 20. So our conclusions, PGRs can reduce labor needs due to lower shrub and lower pruning needs. PGRs can reduce pruning time from 83 to 97%. The economic benefit of using PGRs is directly proportional to the area of application. And this is because the bigger the area, the bigger labor is going to be needed. The additional cost of using agrochemicals can vary depending on the species and depending on the agroclimatic region. PGRs can save money to landscape businesses as long as the cost of application is lower than the expenses due to pruning. If the composition of the budget is mainly structured by labor costs, the benefit of using PGRs will increase. So the labor savings due to PGRs vary with application rates and demand of time of pruning and hourly wages. Labor availability and increasing wages can increasingly impact labor savings. As we saw in the economic analysis, at wages of $20 or more, the impacts are going to be positive. Saying this, I want to acknowledge Rainbow Tricker Scientific Advances, which supplied with data and funded for this study. Thank you very much.